Hello and welcome to another episode of Daily Chit Chat. We just did a whole week, Monday through Friday, with Crystal Tucker, where we talked about The Bachelorette and we caught up on Katie's season today. And for the rest of the week, I'm going to have Vicky, my coworker, another coworker, on the podcast, and we're going to talk about whatever the hell we want to, starting with this song. Vicky, hit it.
Get a little closer. Don't be shy. You can get a little closer with Arid Extra Dry.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Applause, applause.
No, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. A quick update on our week. We've been working together every couple days, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's phenomenal.
It's been a blast. Phenomenal is a good word for it. Mm-hmm. And also, you not only saying that deodorant commercial to me over the past few days, there's another one too. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Confident, confident, dry and secure. Raise your hands if you're sure.
Woo!
I specialize in antiperspirant.
Yay! As you should. Okay, stop clapping. Okay, sometimes I have to tell them to stop clapping.
It's understandable.
It's understandable.
Degree of fame that you experience in your
degree
life.
Of fame?
Did I just put antiperspirant on you again?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm not.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so another thing that you have in common with other people in the world, not only do you work with me as a flight attendant, mm-hmm. but you have a side gig that actually was your other gig before this became your side gig. And now
yeah.
I'm not sure what is the side gig and what is the real gig.
Between the flight attendant and the other gig.
Yeah.
The secret gig.
Mm-hmm.
The one where I'm a hairstylist.
You outed it.
I did.
The secret word is hairstylist.
Hairstylist. Yes. For many, many moons. Many moons.
So, that's just to say, we've been talking about a lot of things over the past few weeks. One thing I told you was there is someone on TikTok I like to follow who is also a hairstylist, has their own salon. It's on TikTok. Their username is @theirsavandamstylist.
What?
I don't know. There, like T-H-E-R-E.
A pumpkin. I believe that's Teresa.
It is.
Sure that's,
her name is Teresa.
Yeah.
So it's Teresa Van.
V-N-M. What? Teresa
Van Dam Stylist.
There we go. Ding,
Teresa.
Ding, ding, ding. We win.
So T-H-E-R-E. Esavandam stylist.
Normal spelling.
It is a small font, so my struggle was real. Okay,
you're not wearing your glasses. I see.
No,
so
I'm relaxing. We're having a little end of the night cap
mm-hmm.
to it.
Yes,
and you don't watch TikTok that much, only from what people have sent to you in the past.
Yeah, and just stuff that you stumble across on other social media.
Like
platforms.
Instagram, Facebook, etc.
Precise, yeah.
Mmm.
Right.
So I'm going to show you. Cheers, by
cheers
the way.
Cheers, indeed, yes.
I'm going to show you, and we're going to live react to one of the videos that Teresa Van Dam Stylist.
Or is it? Teresa, that damn stylist, really?
Yeah, maybe.
We'll just go with that. That's not her handle, but we like it.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and everything sounds good. I'm going to.
And here's another experience of when I was assisting at my first salon job.
Horror
Teresa,
story.
I need to talk to you. Back room. No. Hey, is everything okay? No, you're being written up. Written up? For what? Well, if you must know, I printed out an entire pamphlet here
so big.
Of everything that wasn't done for closing on
biggest
Saturday.
Biggest pamphlet
oh.
I've ever seen. You didn't get all this done for closing.
You printed out that whole binder? You bet I did. The wax wasn't turned off. There was a speck of comet behind the toilet.
Wow.
The garbage by the front desk was not taken out. Okay, hold on. Back up a second. I was off on Saturday, so do you think I care?
There's that.
Well, you want to write me up for the things that weren't done to close on Saturday, but I wasn't here. I had the day off. Are you not listening to a word I'm saying? The wax machine was left on. The building could have burnt down. Okay, Kelsey and Anna were the assistants that closed on Saturday. I had the day off. You're not listening to me. I'm listening to you, Kathy, and I understand your frustrations, and I understand that it's never good to leave the wax machine on, but I wasn't here.
I kind of want to poke
You know, I could fire you over this.
Me too.
Okay, why me, though? I wasn't here. Are you writing them up, too?
No.
No, I'm writing you up. But I was the one with the day off. Oh, it's like you were not listening to a word I'm saying. And here's another experience.
And then she was just going to loop it.
That she genuinely
All true stories, and I've watched all of her stories. So the ones where she's at her first salon are terrible like that. Now she's her own boss, and she owns her own hairstyle salon,
And you know why? Because we all had that experience early in our careers, and it led to that because hairstylists, salon owners specifically, psycho 92% of the time, approximately.
Really?
So stumbling across the other 8% early in your career would be an anomaly and a joy, but not likely to happen.
Not likely.
So,
if you're at Fantastic Sam's.
Oh,
and,
God. Where you have to go by a name that isn't yours, like Spanky.
Oh, a lot of... Okay, so I had friends that went to hair college, and none of them could have the same name, and there's hundreds of girls at the college. And so...
So like Ashley or something.
Yeah.
Can't be Ashley anymore.
Yeah, so my friend Sarah had to be Camry, like the car.
Fine, then I'm Lexus, okay? I'm Mercedes. Mm. Mercedes is probably common, though, so...
Well, and the funny thing is, the names you have to pick have to be kind of like a car brand. You know, it's something a little off the beaten path.
Yeah, or perky. They have to be perky.
Do you have a desire to watch another one of hers?
Definitely.
They're often amazing, and it sparks stories upon stories upon stories.
Now,
I think
it could tap into my PTSD place.
It will.
Way back. But
it will.
Okay.
It will traumatize
because
you.
Because I have a cocktail to my right.
We can
keep me from really going in.
We can really decompress.
Right.
All right. Let's try this one. Okay. So important. You're important.
No, you are.
What was something we did earlier before we pressed record? Something like, you matter to me. Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. We'll do one of these days, because we're doing this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we might do a sing-along one.
Okay. Oh, my God. I love that.
Love it. All right. Here is our second random video.
Okay.
Thanks for calling the salon. How can I help you? Hi. Does Katie have anything open next Thursday? Yeah, she has 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. That won't work. Does she have anything around 1?
No.
No, it doesn't look like she has anything around 1. She would the following Thursday, though. No. Following Thursday, I'll be out of town. Is there anyone else there that's good at highlights? Oh, yeah.
All of us.
Everyone does a lot of highlights here, so you'd be in good hands no matter who you went to. Okay, and that's blonde highlights, right? Really, any color you would want, but yes.
Yes.
Blonde is included. Okay, so somebody would have time next Thursday at 1? Yeah, it looks like Kaylee would be available. How long has she been doing hair? She is one of our newest stylists. Okay. Has she done highlights? Yes, she has done plenty so
Everyone
far.
Has done them.
Which station is she
can't
in?
Leave school without
it. When you walk into the salon, she's on the left side, second chair. Is she the redheaded one? No, her hair is currently silver and pink.
True.
I don't have time for this. I'm very busy. Is there something that you need... I'm sorry?
What?
Is there something that you need? Because I'm very busy today.
What?
I don't have time to sit here and answer all your questions, young lady. I am very busy today.
Oh, she multiple.
Okay, were you still looking to make an appointment for next Thursday at 1? I have plans next Thursday at 1.
It's a different personality, I think.
Okay, is there anything I can help you with? Because I really gotta go.
What?
Okay, you have a great rest of your day, I guess.
That one was scary. Oh my gosh, that one was a little scary.
I can't say I've ever had that experience.
See, that's unique. Yeah, there's a lot that I could even relate to not being a hairstylist.
Yeah, that's just plain old backing up into someone with multiple personality disorder unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I don't remember what it's called now, but that's what it was, you know, when the movie Sybil came out. But I think it's like Disassociative personality.
They fancied it up.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
And it more validation.
There's people on TikTok that will show you different personalities, too.
Oh.
What I like about TikTok.
Are they real?
I think so.
Okay.
And what I like about TikTok is, like, if you have a different ability, or if you're differently abled, or you're this, you know, facing this or facing that challenge, everyone has a platform, a space on TikTok.
Cool.
And then you learn more too, because you watch it. Like, I've seen a lot of people with Tourette's, and it's fun to hear them explain, I'm someone with Tourette's, and then you see their tics live, and then you can learn, okay, next time I see that, don't be scared of it.
Right.
You know, people are different.
Kind of a desensitization thing, which is good.
It's good because
in a good way.
I was raised around, you know, all sorts of, you know, people experiencing challenges of life. And I think that equips you, if you see it when you're young, not to be frightened of, like, people who might be out of the, you know, out of your norm, but that's normal.
Right.
Everyone has a different normal.
And it's not Alabama everywhere. So
it's not Alabama everywhere, but all right, maybe one more before we close this podcast, and then I'll invite you back tomorrow. This is Monday,
okay.
After all. Today's Monday.
It is. Okay.
And then tomorrow will be Tuesday, okay?
Tomorrow's Tuesday, okay.
Because that's, I mean, we record these the day that we air them.
That we say, oh, gotcha, okay.
We record these at 5 a.m. and post them.
Okay.
I just want to suspend everyone's disbelief. Here's another phone call salon story.
Okay.
Thanks for calling the salon. How can I help you? Hi, put Sherry on the phone, please.
Ooh.
Rude.
Sherry's not here right now. Can I take a message? I need an appointment with Sherry. Okay. I can help you with that. Let me just see when her next... I need an appointment with Sherry tomorrow. Okay, she is completely booked for tomorrow. It looks like her next opening isn't until next Friday.
Oh, yes.
No. I can't wait that long. It has to be tomorrow.
The customer is always right.
She's not here right now, so I can't ask her if she'll stay later for you.
Yeah.
She's different.
But she doesn't have an opening that I can
see. She would do my hair. We have a
young lady, what is your name?
Yeah.
Ooh, young lady.
This is Teresa. Great. I'll call back tomorrow and talk to Sherry herself. And I'll be sure to let her know that Teresa was refusing to book appointments for her.
That's not the case.
Sounds good.
I think that was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for Sherry. Okay. Did you have an appointment? No, but I know she gets off at 3. It's 3, so I'm here to get my hair done by Sherry.
Right after she gets off.
It's 3. That, like you said, she gets off at 3.
She gets off at 3.
Put me in the computer. I am getting my hair done.
Oh, in the computer.
Okay, let me go ask. My number is 815-555-3232.
No.
Okay, you can take a seat in the waiting area. And
so I
will go talk
to Sherry.
To
maybe escape out the back door.
Right.
Maybe the best move Sherry could make.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. It's sad. It's sad how relatable this is, though.
That's pretty classic, actually. That is true. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, there's always those clients, many of them, that think that they are your most important client.
We're the very important clients.
I am the client. I'm number one in Sherry's list.
Sherry knows that I get my hair cut this certain way. And we bond and we love each other.
Because, we have a special relationship.
Yeah.
We talk about stuff that other people don't talk about with Sherry. So, yeah, she'll see me when I say.
Exactly. Right. Now, real quick, tell the listeners what you had to do. This was in another lifetime. You had to invite someone not to use you as their personal hairstylist. Didn't you say there was someone who was complaining about their hair every time you did it?
Oh.
But they still came back to you.
Mrs. Rosen. And that's how she would say it.
And Mrs. Rosen here.
When she'd make her appointment. Yes, this is Mrs. Rosen. And I need an appointment right away. And I would get her in as soon as I could. And then she would come in and she'd get her hair cut and colored, actually. And would leave seemingly in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would make her next appointment while she was at her current appointment, fine and dandy. Then she would come back 5 or 6 weeks later, sit down and say, that was the worst haircut I've ever had in my life, which is a strong statement.
Yeah.
The worst haircut I've ever had in my life. Personally, if I had the worst haircut I've ever had in my life, I probably wouldn't return to that salon or that stylist. But Mrs. Rosen,
Mrs. Rosen
did.
She came back.
And the first couple times it happened, of course, I was like, oh my God, what can I do to help? I was dumbfounded by it because she didn't complain at the time. But of course, I wanted to absolutely rectify that situation. Didn't want her to feel like that ever again. And then she would tell me what I should change. I would do everything in my power. I would ask her 52 times before going out the door if she seemed to be happy with
that. Is this okay?
Is this it? Is this what you were describing? Yeah. Are we cool? Absolutely. It looks great. She'd leave.
Wonderful.
She would come back 6 weeks later. I hated that last haircut you gave me. She liked those strong statements. Worst haircut.
Hated it.
Yeah. Never like, could we make minor adjustments? Hated. Big ones.
Wow.
And it happened repeatedly until I did what actually a process I invented around Mrs. Rosen called bud vasing, which is when you decide that you want to fire a client, you want to do it the classiest way possible.
Yes.
And that is by calling a local florist and ordering a really gorgeous, petite, sweet little bud vase with an attached card that says, Mrs. Rosen or whoever, I don't believe that we are really a perfect hairstylist client combination, and I wish you the best in finding the right person.
Oh my gosh.
In your future.
Here's so
your
classy.
Freaking bud
face. Here's a bud face for
Mrs.
you.
Rosen. So, yeah, she was my favorite. That was many years ago, but she was my favorite story of oh my godness. That's what I like.
Yeah, oh my godness. Which, right? Oh my godness. You can make a TikTok.
I should.
I think you should. All right. Well,
Mrs. Rosen.
I can hear the planes.
Yeah, we're close to the airport.
Right next to us.
Nice.
We're always within reach of an airplane, I'd say.
Strange.
Strange.
What?
What? Us?
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Super weird.
Well, super weird. Real quick before I go, what I also like about Teresa is she also has videos like, and they kind of tear at your heart a little bit because it's a lot of mothers bringing in their child, and the child obviously doesn't want what the mom is making them get hair wise, and that could be traumatizing for individuality and like just expression of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But mama says it has to be this way.
Yes.
So there's those stories, and then
when you were a kid, weren't you kind of the recipient of that at any time, or not really?
I think my mom didn't care.
Okay.
How I wanted my hair. One time, my dad shaved too much of my hair off, and I got upset.
Nice.
Because I like to have longer hair, and he like buzzed it.
And he's like, no, not some son of mine. Uh-uh.
Yeah, and then I had to like wear wigs because I was so self-conscious.
That's not attractive.
And hats. Yeah.
Hats and wigs.
Right. At a young age, it's very, very tough on me. The other clientele she gets are sometimes trans kids, but their mom or dad doesn't accept people being trans. And so she'll refer to them how they want to be referred to, and you know,
she will, the stylist.
The
will.
Stylist
the
will.
The parent, not so much.
Exactly.
Cool.
So it's interesting. So follow Teresa Van Dam.
Damn, stylist.
Stylist, and you can hear more of these lovely stories that can be triggering or not. It's fun.
It's really fun.
All
Thanks,
right.
Thanks, Teresa, for sharing your experiences with
Thank
us.
You, Teresa.
Van Dam stylist.
All right, Vicky, come back on the show tomorrow. Let's see what we're going to do, you know?
Can't wait.
Bye.
Honestly,
bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.